Трябва някаква стъпка от ваша страна също да се направи, а не само обещание.
I know this is a very big priority for everyone, and it is for us as well, for our government. We are doing everything we can to work with the European Union and with the Bulgarian government and the other governments like Poland that are in the same position. But to put it very honestly, there is a law passed by Congress. We have absolutely no ability to change it at all. And it has very, very firm criteria that have to be met, and there are no provisions for waiving or getting around that. One solution is for Congress to change the law, and we have tried to work with Congress in that direction, but ultimately Congress makes the laws in this country, and we have to carry them out. The second possibility is to meet the criteria, and Bulgaria has made a lot of progress. It has met almost all the criteria in the law, including biometric passports and information sharing and all the other provisions. So the one piece which you know is, as you mentioned, the case of the refusal rate. And that refusal rate is very much higher than the provision of the law, to the point that it would be very difficult to get it down to the required level in the near term. It's currently about 15%. It needs to be about 3% for the visa waiver to come in. I'm hopeful in the future that we'll find a way to amend this law. I'm also hopeful that the refusal rate will continue to drop, which is our goal, and we're working on that at the embassy. We're also looking at how we count refusals so that if it's the same person coming three times in a year, we don't count that three times. But this is the problem, and being very honest about it, it's not just Bulgaria, it's a bunch of other countries, including Poland and Romania. Bulgaria is the poorest country in the European Union, and therefore it's actually not surprising that the refusal rate is higher. But it's important to emphasize that we are approving 85%. We just approved 7,000 visas in the summer work and travel program for young Bulgarian students. More than 100,000 now since the program began, young Bulgarians. It's an incredible number. So we're working on it, but we know it's not satisfactory. We know it's a big pain to apply for visas. We know it's very expensive. So I'm personally going to make this a priority because I think it is important. And I also know the European Union feels strongly about it as a matter of principle, and we have to work with them to fix this as well.